thank my guest this morning, SIU Associate Professor of Operations Management, Greg DeYoung. First off, good to meet you this morning, Greg.
Very nice to meet you. I'm glad to have the chance to speak with you.
You know, the significance of what's going on in the labor market, and you have to look at UAW because unions set precedents. And it seems like the core takeaway from me, 25% raise over 4 years. And I think that precedent's a good word because the impact labor's have when it comes to developing standards.
Absolutely. And it's really an indicator that's been going on for a while. This is a very similar settlement to what we saw with the rail workers last fall. UPS avoided a strike with a very similar, about 25-30% pay raise this summer. So this is really the norm in the market right now, is that there's a upward pressure on wages for sure.
You know, it's interesting because negotiations. We've all negotiated something, and, you know, there was also 25% and a four-day work week. So there was a lot involved, but this core message, is 25%, 4 years, that's 6.25% per year in a business world where 2% and 3% is the standard raise, and that's really been left substantially in the rearview mirror. I mean, that's the standard. It's still accepted, right, Greg?
Well, I think that is kind of going out the window in the inflationary times we're living in, because if you look at inflation over the past few years, it's been far over the 2% to 3% that we've kind of grown used to. So you see that in some ways this is a bit of a catch-up for the UAW and UPS over the summer and such, because they've been falling behind pretty dramatically without increases on their contract. So when the contract came up, you knew there was going to be a significant increase, certainly requested. Everything else they request, you know, when you negotiate, you always put some things on that you hope to get, but you don't necessarily plan to, because you got to have some negotiating chips as well.
Now, what's interesting is we're talking about skilled labor in this case. You talk about fast food workers in California, mandatory 20, 15 coming here in Illinois when it comes to fast food workers. And I think when this comes, there's a couple of issues. I don't know whether, you know, we will see automation come out on top of this. Will we see less workers? I don't know, but I know there's going to be changes. I saw one newspaper article says 18-dollar Big Macs are coming.
Well, certainly there's been upward pressure on wages and prices, even in the fast food world. And we're already seeing the effect of that with automation. We've got kiosks at many of the restaurants now. Certainly the other alternative for the companies is to reduce the staffing, because what they're really doing then is they're going to increase the customer's wait time. And I think we're all experiencing that as well. And that's really the trade-off, is more staffing, longer or shorter waits versus less staff, but longer waits for the customers. And that's the balance that the fast food restaurants especially have to make and decide what's going to work for them.
And at the same time, you see this move towards working conditions as well. And we're not talking about coal mines here. We're talking about safety in some cases, or in the case of CVS and some of these other pharmacies, a three-day selected workout, I guess we call Pharmopolix or whatever they called it,
Farmageddon.
Farmageddon, there you go. That was the one. I mean, because we look at this as working conditions too long, can't get it all done. And in retail sales, it's also become about worker safety.
Well, absolutely. And so the flip side of less staffing and longer waits for the customers means that the workers are more busy. And that's the trade-off that management has to make, is that the workers have less idle time when there are fewer of them around, because they have longer waiting lines, more customers in line, and more customers to serve per employee. And that just adds to the overall stress of the positions, and then you wind up having to pay a little more, and the cycle continues. Certainly in other areas, CVS, Walgreens are closing stores for a number of reasons. Partly it's just a consolidation, but also there's a significant retail theft problem at some of their locations. And it's gotten to the point where they're just not profitable for them to run when so much stuff is shoplifted. It just becomes an unprofitable location, and they're more or less forced to close.
And then you've got the few people that are left over to try to stop somebody from running out the door with $400 Gucci bags. And I talked to the Retail Merchant Association. Look, our employees, they're not law enforcement agents. They don't have the authority to go out and do this. There's a lot of pressure. But here's the question, I think, du jour. We're speaking with Associate Professor Greg DeYoung. He is Associate Professor of Operations Management. I mean, I'm looking at the labor market. It's changing in safety. Prices, availability, restaurants are closing in some cases here in Southern Illinois because of the input costs they have. I think if you are a manager right now of any size business and you fail to recognize the labor market has had a profound change, you do so at your own risk.
Oh, absolutely. And anybody who's writing out the paychecks is painfully aware of the labor situation now, and trying to hire and retain employees when wages are going up, you know, daily at the help wanted signs show daily increases sometimes in the offering wage. It's certainly a stressful situation for hiring and maintenance or retention of employees at this time.
You know, it was interesting. One of your associates, Carew, last time I spoke to him, I said, you know, he says, circle your wagons around the people that have been loyal to you. It's more important to keep the ones you've got than to, you know, give them up to go find some greener pasture.
Oh, it's far easier to keep people around than to go find new people, for sure. So absolutely, as a starting point, if you've got someone who's coming to work every day and doing a good job, you need to treat them right, or they'll find somewhere else because they're in demand.
All right. Labor market's shame, and the labor's in the driver's seat. Now, we've talked about a lot of stuff, 25% increase, retail theft, higher wages, all this stuff. What's your takeaway? I mean, have you got a bottom line right now, Greg?
Well, we are definitely in a consolidation and adjustment period. And you see it with businesses closing. You see it with hours being cut back. Certainly, if you look, you know, for example, we were talking about retail pharmacies. CVS and Walgreens each have about 9,000 stores, but they plan to close hundreds over the next few years. Rite Aid has just filed for bankruptcy because they're just unable to compete in that market. And so we're seeing a lot of consolidation. We're seeing, as you mentioned, restaurants closing. There's going to be a consolidation because at the labor prices we have and the tight labor market we're in, it's just not profitable to run every single business that's out there right now.
And I can't help but think when I look at all this, the bottom line is the consumer's wallet and purse.
Well, absolutely. We're concerned about that, and inflation's concerns continue. The Fed did not raise interest rates recently, but there's probably more of that coming because inflation is really, really tough to deal with. And it causes problems top to bottom in the economy, and we're still dealing with those problems right now.
I'd like to thank Greg. Any other notes from your experience and what you're seeing, right, that maybe I didn't speak to you about that you want to make sure people know about?
Well, I think the key thing here is to keep an eye on what's going on in the news. It's, you know, we whether it's supply chain problems or strikes or staffing issues, it's important for people to be aware of things and to be aware of their surroundings, what's going on in their local businesses and their local economy, because that's where we all live and we have to pay attention to it.
You know, when I heard you say that, my first thing my little brain came up with is the great unknown. And that is, in Illinois, the Paid Leave for Everyone Act and its impact on the labor market, because there's so much, and I'm having a hard time getting details, there's so many unknowns when it comes to planning, and it's November 2nd, it starts January 1.
Well, you know, the one thing that businesses hate the worst is uncertainty. And that's really where we're at with so many of these different issues right now. Is, you know, you can plan for known things that are going to happen, whether even if it's a strike in some cases, the businesses can plan for it. But when we've got unknown things hanging out there, that's when businesses get most nervous, and it's because they just can't make contingency plans to deal with the problems that might come up.
Associate Professor Greg DeYoung, SIU. It's now 7:32.